Tov Kufal of Siv Zayin. Shkedim v'goyiz v'shochem v'ev yontim asikim v'klipayim v'yontim v'mochim v'yontim v'im asikim v'klipayim. Another type of noyla which is asan yontim is appeals of nuts and the like, since they were considered part of the fruit beforehand and now becomes unedible. So therefore, if the peels were peeled before yontim, it's like any other firewood, you let it burn it. But if the peels are cracked off from nuts and yontim, they're considered noyla in the book, so you're not allowed to use them for making a fire. The Ramo says, "V'gamein lahasik kimei goyzim v'shkedim atzimam em ken adayim beklipa." Should not use the shkedim themselves as firewood. This is a very kiddush because the firewood is something that's not mukta, you can eat it. The Shabu says that they were not set aside for the purpose of being firewood. Even though before we said that you could use kalim, wooden bowls or something, to make firewood. It says that kalim, they get to some point that sometimes people use them as firewood. But food that's edible, nobody normally uses as firewood. And therefore, it's considered not mukhan for that use. And therefore, it's also very Kiddush. Lapidim shenishrom miyonte v'rishon shokofu muto lasa labrikim. You have torches or something that ignites the fire that were used for the first day and they went out. And you're allowed to relight them the second day. I feel we understand Shavuot Hashanah, Yom Tovah, Shabbos. It's not considered a problem because it's just the leftovers of what you had before. The Shavrua brings that there's a big machlokes about this din, because if it's a wick that wasn't burnt before the first day of Yom Tov, and by the fact that you burn it in the first day of Yom Tov, you're making it more usable by the fact that the tip is charred. And therefore, there's a problem of having hachonah from Yom Tov to the second day or from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And therefore, he says you shouldn't use that. Mishnah Berurah Lemaisa says that lachatchila one should be machmir to prepare the wicks from before Yom Tov. So you shouldn't have the situation of one day preparing for the second day. But if you didn't, then you can use that.